That's a classic in and of itself.
It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Friday Flashback. It is brought to you by Visit Kleber, where it's always going on in the Klee, and you can always make new traditions all year long. Well, we're going to have an official conversation, a message from the king. Thank you. It really doesn't need this pomp and circumstance. Well, that's coming up on the hotline, King Charles and the like. But as we look back, a little rollback musically, for the rare times that a king or queen, mostly queen with Elizabeth, have come over to the United States of America. See, Prince Charles, as prince, had been here 19 times as the Prince of Wales. First time as king. And this is the first royal visit from a monarch since the year 2007, which, playing a little musically, that was with when Queen Elizabeth II came over for her final trip. Number one country song on the charts that particular week in 2007 is Carrie Underwood. Wasted. That runs at the number one spot for 2 weeks there in 2007. Now, the other trips, she had a new Queen Elizabeth unique relationship with the U.S. Her first trip was way back in 1957. Number one song, the Everly Brothers. This is on the country charts in 57. When, just kind of like today, they kind of forgot what country music was there for a little bit. But Everly Brothers, in October of 57, while the Queen was here for her first trip. I had forgotten about this one. Number one in the centennial, the bicentennial year in 1976, Dave and Sugar.
Well, the door is always open.
The door is always open.
And the lights on in the hall.
Number one in country. During that jaunt by the Queen. And then in May of 1991, there with President George H.W. Bush, it was this one. Very fitting, as the Queen visited, it was the King on the top of the charts in May of 1991. Consequently, on this week of May, it's King George, the Flashback.
We both said some things I know we never meant.